out and about in Western agriculture. Early detection for Huanglong being infected trees is possible, but the methods aren't 100% accurate. UC Davis Associate Professor of Plant Pathology Neil McRoberts says early detection methods for HLB could make a grower pull an uninfected tree by showing a false positive. He says they're working with growers to see what an acceptable window of accuracy would be to use more of these tests in the field.
That's one of the things that we're really trying to work through with the growers at the moment is what's the level of false positives that they think they're willing to bear economically. And then that gives us an idea of how faulty or how leaky those early detection technologies can afford to be and still be useful. Trying to work on that false positive rate, there's no point in trying to get it down to zero. It'll never get there anyway. So the question then is, how many healthy trees are you prepared to take out in the belief that they're infected in order to make sure that you catch all the ones that really are infected? And those are the two things that you're really balancing off.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.